It all started with a can of soup. 2 years ago, a Czech tourist trekking through the Torres del Paine National Park in Chile decided to take a break for lunch and warm a can of soup on a campfire. The result was a four-day blaze that destroyed over 11,000 hectares of Chile's national park. Experts said it would take more than $7 million and over a decade to repair the damage. Although the Czech Republic is not legally bound to cover the cost, it wants to help restore the natural reserve to its former beauty. And Czech foresters are now in Chile planting tree nurseries, which will replace the damaged forests. Vít Oberlík of Czech Forests heads the project.
V současné době v Chile skupina českých lesníků.
At the present time, a group of our foresters have set up administrative quarters in Puerto Natales and planted a nursery school of Antarctic beech trees, a deciduous tree native to southern Chile. We are talking about 180,000 trees which should be ready for replanting in the devastated areas in 2007. After that will come the hard part, protecting the young trees in their natural habitat. We have the technology to do this in Czech conditions, but in Torres del Paine there are strong winds, sudden climate changes and herds of llamas which do a great deal of damage to young trees. We need to protect the plantation from all that.
The Czech Foreign Ministry has released 15 million crowns for the pilot project, and much depends on its success. The Chilean side alone has not made any effort to replant the damaged area and is waiting to see the outcome of the Czech project. Vít Oberlík says that the local authorities have welcomed the Czech initiative.
Of course they are pleased with it, because we are bringing them our know-how and testing it in local conditions. It is part of the agreement that they will retain this know-how and the nurseries in order to be able to continue the replanting process or apply it elsewhere. That was the idea of the former Czech foreign minister Cyril Svoboda, who promised to find a way to make up for the damage caused by a Czech tourist.
Even if all goes according to plan, it will take 10 years before the newly planted beech trees are strong enough to survive. However, Vít Oberlík says that fully restoring the damage to the environment could take 50 to 80 years.